Hello?
Thanks for contacting customer support. Maya speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi, Maya. My name is Becky Walker, and I did something wrong, and I was hoping you could help me straighten it out.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second to get this account pulled up.
You probably have it under Rebecca Walker. That's my grown-up name.
Give me 1 second, sir. I'm getting your account pulled up.
Okay.
I'm still here with you, man. Give me 1 second to get this account pulled up.
Okay.
May I have your zip code?
79423.
79423. Your first and last name?
Rebecca Walker.
Can you verify your shipping address?
2103 93rd Place.
Yes, ma'am. I see you on May the 24th, you order Aikido gummies?
Yes. Under the special deal where I just paid this postage.
Yes, ma'am. No. Do you remember checking the box stating that you're 18 years or older?
Not specifically.
Yes, ma'am. You would have had to check that box in order to get this item shipped to you. When you check that box, it had on the side of it in small print terms and conditions. If you would have clicked on terms and conditions, man, it would have stated and let you know that in the next 7 to 14 business days, that you will be billed the full amount. You was only in trial to be billed the $6.97 for shipping and handling at the time. And in those terms and conditions stated that when that item was shipped out and you had it for 7 to 14 business days, in the terms and conditions stated, you'd be billed a full amount for those gummies.
I just received them in the mail yesterday.
Yes, ma'am, it had been more than 7 to 14 business days. You ordered it actually on the 24th of May.
Okay. Let's just make this simple. I do not want this product. I do not want to be on any kind of service plan or anything of that sort. What do we need to do to get me out of this?
Give me 1 second.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what about canceling from? I'm sorry. I did not read the terms. My fault. So this was a thing to where y'all would just send these keto gummies out on a
every 30 days.
Basis.
Yes, ma'am.
Every 30 days. Okay, now my credit card had two charges on it that I'm assuming came from you guys. Well, I didn't know you did because the Visa guy gave me your phone number. One was for $99.97, and one was for $109.97. Which I want to cancel both of these. I'm not sure what they are even.
Both was the 109 was for the keto gummies that you purchased, and the 99.97 was for the Vital Cleanse you purchased.
I'm sorry, the what?
Vital Cleanse.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I definitely want to cancel these.
Yes, ma'am. I had a cancellation number for you.
Okay. So this one is for the keto.
Yes, ma'am. Actually,
okay.
It's the cancellation number on both. I have got the whole account closed.
Okay, great. All right, I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. C as in Charlie. 35882.
Okay. C as in Charlie. 35882.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, so I guess that I owe you both these amounts for the product, which I have in hand.
Yes, ma'am. And you're counseled out. You will not be billed or sent another product again.
Okay. Well, since I have the product, I will pay for it. Nothing against you, but I really don't appreciate the way you operate on this. That's kind of jicky, if you ask me. But anyway, that's, again, not against you there. I appreciate your help on making this so simple. Is there anything else I need to do to disassociate?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Have you all counseled out.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help very much, Maya.
Yes, ma'am. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks
and
a lot.
Thank you for contacting customer support.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.